With the Russian market closed to U.S. pork and beef, U.S. Meat Export Federation manager Yuri Barukin, who is based in St. Petersburg, is focused on promotional efforts in Europe and in the region surrounding Russia. But in this USMEF report, Barukin discusses the state of Russian meat production and meat trade.
The Russian government have emphasized the importance of self-sufficiency in meat, and they've given quite a lot of support to the domestic producers, mostly pork and chicken, in order to achieve the greater levels of self-sufficiency. And in many ways, the self-sufficiency gone to a new level for definitely chicken and pork, less so for beef. But a lot of people are commenting that this has happened not because the production have grown so much, but because the consumption of meat have actually gone down. The economy is going through troublesome time through the lower oil prices and through the economic sanctions that were imposed. So the Russian economy actually have been contracting over the past few years. And that resulted in the disposable income of the Russian population going down and lower per capita consumption of beef and pork. The self-sufficiency figures are up due to the growth in the production, but also due to the contraction in consumption.
With many of its traditional meat suppliers locked out of the Russian market, only a few exporting countries remain eligible, and even those suppliers sometimes struggle to generate demand.
On the pork side and on the beef side, we've got Brazil. On the beef side, we've got Paraguay shipping some product as well. For pork, we've got Brazil and Chile because they have not been affected by the sanctions. And initially, they've been offering it at a very high price, hoping that they can capitalize on the fact that everybody else are out. But they've adjusted. You know, the Russian market can only pay that much for both pork and beef.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.